We turn now to Chile and those 33 miners who've been trapped underground for the past 2 months. There is a test today of the narrow steel capsule that's going to be used to try to rescue the miners. The capsule was lowered 2,000 feet to slightly above where they are. The test went without a hitch. Earlier today, rescuers installed a metal casing at the top of the shaft. That's to help prevent rock falls. Above ground, the families of the miners remain camped at the site in what's become a small town. Stephen Bodson sets the scene.
Saturday morning, these bells announced that a gigantic drill bit had penetrated a tunnel deep underfoot. At first, family members and supporters hugged and laughed, but they soon went back to cooking, listening to music, and just waiting around. Now, as the rescue gets closer, people are getting nervous as they prepare to see relatives who've been gone for months. Carmen Biasa's husband Juan Illanes is in the mine.
What we're hearing is that the rescue could be Wednesday, Thursday at the latest. But yeah, there's a lot of anxiety. You have to have patience.
Margarita Guzman has been teaching at the makeshift one-room schoolhouse set up here for the miners' children. She says her 8 students are used to waiting, but they, too, are feeling the pressure.
Yes, now they are more anxious. It's an anxiety now that their family members are going to get out soon. They're starting to say, my dad's going to get out soon, and we're going to be with my daddy, with our grandpa. And they're thinking about what's going to happen on the day.
Yana Rivera, a local government employee who's been working feeding people at the camp, says the nerves come from worries about what may go wrong.
Porque uno nunca sabe, o sea, está bien que ya pueda que salgan, pero si puede pasar algo en el camino.
You never know. If something happens, that's why people are nervous. You never know until they're out, right? All of them.
There's still a lot that could go wrong with this rescue. No one's ever been brought back to the surface after spending 2 months trapped some 2,000 feet underground. That's almost as tall as 2 Empire State Buildings, one on top of the other. At the camp, priests, psychologists, and even clowns are on hand to soothe people's spirits and pass the time. Musicians came to a church service last night and performed this song about the miners. Underground, there's less time to worry. The rescue organizers are giving the miners hard work to do. They're preparing the underground staging area with explosives and heavy machinery. Miners are also doing intense rounds of exercise to prepare themselves for anything that may go wrong during the 20-minute trip to the surface. And they've received a course on how to handle interviews, even though they'll be separated from reporters when they first get out. Health Minister Jaime Mañalic said the men are in good spirits, but some of them, too, are getting anxious. Some are having trouble sleeping.
They are experiencing difficulties to sleep, for instance. But even though I have to say that they are even calmer, more quiet than we are here.
But it won't be that quiet when the miners finally emerge. The families are there, but so are more than 1,000 journalists waiting to hear what it was like to spend more than 60 days trapped underground. For The World, this is Stephen Bodson in the Atacama region, Chile.